State funding for public schools has declined in recent years. One casualty is the number of fine arts classes offered at Oklahoma schools, which tumbled as district finances faltered. Last year, nearly 30% of Oklahoma students went to a school with no music, dance, or visual art education. And as State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, cuts to the arts are often worse in schools that lack the community resources to fill the financial gap.
The Wanette School District is nestled in a rural stretch of Oklahoma, about 30 miles southeast of Norman. For a long time, high school juniors and seniors here had a dedicated art teacher who taught class 5 days a week. They would paint, sketch, and learn ceramics. That all changed 5 years ago when budget cuts forced the district to eliminate the class. Now, instead of creating art every day, high school students have the option of learning about its history online. Librarian Brenda Roberts is doing her best to revive the arts in Wanette.
Okay, you can switch from pencil to marker, and that way you won't have to trace all over them again.
A few years ago, she started offering a class for the middle school, which had never had one.
I've just been doing classes 1 or 2 days a week, and I don't even do that every year. It depends on, like last year I had to be the counselor too, so I had no time for art.
Arts programs are often among the first things administrators cut when schools have financial struggles, because arts are not tested subjects. State Department of Education data suggest Oklahoma schools ended 1,100 fine arts classes between 2014 and 2018, a period of severe state budget cuts. That's 1,100 fewer classes for visual arts, theater, music and band, and speech and debate. Roberts says it's sad.
I feel like art is extremely important. Over the years of teaching, I've noticed a lot of times it's the students that do not excel in other academic classes that really do well in art, so it lets them shine.
Rebecca Fine is an education policy analyst for the Oklahoma Policy Institute. She says the drop in art education affects certain schools more than others.
When we look at fine arts programs across the state, we see that rural schools and low-income schools are being affected the most by these budget cuts.
Fine says the arts cuts deepen pre-existing inequalities that divide students at wealthy and poor schools and widens gaps between rural and urban schools. State records don't paint a precise picture of exactly how fine arts cuts have played out district by district, but it's clear the cuts have not hit all schools equally. The more affluent Edmond Public School District, for example, has not cut any fine arts classes recently. But in Oklahoma City Public Schools,
2 to 3 years ago, we cut 44 arts positions that represented close to 100 programs.
That's Rhonda Taylor, the district's Director of Visual and Performing Arts. She says it makes sense that budget cuts would hurt her district's art programs more than other schools.
In other districts, that very often they're charging student fees for programs, and you especially see this in band.
Taylor says it's common for schools to charge students hundreds of dollars, which can pay for everything from art supplies and instruments to arts teachers' salaries. That's not the case in Oklahoma City Public Schools.
I think that's a big difference in what we provide versus what other districts provide, because they rely on student fees heavily sometimes, and we cannot rely on student fees at all.
She says that's because most students can't afford them. Taylor says local artists, museums, and theater organizations have stepped in to fill the gaps as state funding slowed in recent years.
As all of this was happening, community arts partners were saying, how can we help?
Artists visited schools and led students through workshops about music and ceramics. Taylor is thankful for the community support, but she says it's not the same as having consistent district art staff. In the rural Wanette School District, librarian Brenda Roberts says her students don't have the same opportunities as their big city counterparts.
Used to, when there was grant money for art, we would take maybe the entire high school to the art museum in Oklahoma City, but that money dried up too.
Roberts hopes lawmakers find a way to increase funding for the arts during the 2019 legislative session. She says music, dance, painting, and drawing help kids build skills that math and English classes can't. These subjects aren't going to end up on a state test, but she says they're still an essential part of students getting a well-rounded public education. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.